This is an oral matura practice about the topic transport and tourism. On the first picture, you can see many cars on a road. The road is probably actually a highway, and I think that it has approximately 3 to 4 lanes, so it's quite a big road. There are also many cars. It's actually a traffic jam, and it is probably the rush hour or just people driving to work in the morning. And I think that the road leads into the city. So the people are commuters that have to drive into the city every morning because they live outside of it. And I think that it could be in any country because every country has big roads and traffic jams. On the second picture, you can see a subway station and also quite a lot of people. The people are probably also going to work because they are all wearing suits and leather bags. And some people are getting onto the train that is there. Other people are still waiting for the train. And it looks quite crowded. So I think that is a big difference between the two pictures. In a subway, it's very crowded and you don't have any personal space. And in the car, it's definitely more comfortable because you're on your own or with another person maybe, but not like in a subway station or in a subway. However, a big disadvantage of cars is, of course, that it's a lot more expensive than a subway. In my hometown, Graz, there is, in my opinion, a very good public transport system because we have 6 different trams, many different buses, and also trains. If you are inside the city, in the center, then you have to wait about 3 to 5 minutes for a bus or the tram. And if you're outside, it's also not that long. You probably have to wait a maximum of 15 minutes. And a big advantage is, for example, I can leave my house without having to do research before when the next tram goes. I can just go spontaneously and to the tram station because I know that the next tram is going to be there any minute. And what I really like about our public transport system is that we also have a nightline. That means even in the night, there are trams and there are buses, and you don't have to buy a taxi or pay a taxi driver to go home at night. You can also use the tram. And for example, for me and for children, of course, the public transport is very cheap because we have something called the top ticket, and it's a ticket that you can buy once a year, and it lasts for the whole year then. And you can not only drive with every tram and every bus and every train in Graz, but you can use it for the whole area of Styria. And it's less than 100 euros. And I think that's a great price for the whole year and for all of Styria. However, this offer is not available for students of the university. And I think that is really a pity because university students are the ones who really need that. And they probably can't afford the normal prices for public transport like adults can, because they are quite expensive, in my opinion. And in the future, I don't know what transport or traffic in general in the future will be like, but I really hope that concerning Graz, that the top ticket will be available for uni students as well, or some other kind of ticket that's not so expensive. And in general, traffic in the future, I think that more cars will drive with electric energy instead of fuel, because I noticed in the past few years that the electric cars are getting more and more every year, and you see them more on the roads, and there are also more brands and more designs. So I think that with every year there are more electric cars. And I also heard that politicians want to, or they set the goal that in a few decades, I think, that there will only be electric cars and no more cars with fuel. And I really hope that they can realize this goal, because of course it's a lot better for the environment to have an electric car instead of a fuel car.